Since these have been installed in this Rochester suburb, authorities say they are arresting folks they thought they never would have caught.
Wow.
It's making it easier to get these potentially dangerous people who are breaking the law off the street. And it's all being done via camera.
Hmm.
If you're a law-abiding citizen, the argument for the folks for this is there's nothing to worry about. But based on another story we saw where cameras were catching folks in our area breaking the law, Tommy, you and a lot of folks that listen to this show, you'd have to hate this idea then, right?
I'm not a big fan of the camera.
No, I understand. So let's get rid of these things then, huh?
Maybe so.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So we missed a story while we were on vacation.
What's that?
Right before Christmas, the town of Greece made a major announcement. They installed what are called LPRs. You familiar?
No.
They are cameras that take license plate pictures, license plate readers.
Okay.
The town of Greece says they plan, and when it's all said and done, to put up around 50 of these cameras, and some of them
Wait, 50 just in one town?
50. It is one of the largest suburbs in America, Tommy.
Ain't that big.
50. And there are some already up, which we'll get to in a second.
So what happens?
Well, they will not be giving out the precise locations of the cameras.
Oh, sneaky cam.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Story on 13 Wham says the cameras have been installed to catch folks in stolen cars and to help locate missing persons. And when it comes to the stolen cars...
How many missing people we missing in Greece?
Actually, there's a ton of missing people stories now. Like, there's two a day of, like, teenagers or elderly folks that go missing.
We usually say the old guy with the dementia.
Yeah, and if he's
driving... You'll find him in the spring.
When it comes to the stolen cars, the Greece Police Department says the cameras are already working.
All right, so they're nailing the cars. All right.
They're nailing the cars. Right. Welcome back. In the last week and a half, the Greece Police Department says the cameras have helped the police department make multiple stolen vehicle apprehensions. So that's good.
That's very good.
But there's a problem, Tommy.
What's that?
Folks in this area don't seem to like cameras doing the job of law enforcement. For example, there was a very effective camera placed on 490 just over the Freddie Sue Bridge that caught tens of thousands of Rochesterians breaking the law.
Speeding.
Which is breaking the law.
Lighten it up.
And when you were caught 47 times on that camera, you and a lot of people like you that called the show said it was unfair and it was a money grab and the camera should be taken down. That's not real police work. That's what you said.
It's kind of Big Brother stuff.
So this is the same thing,
right? Like that book.
So this is the same thing?
It kind of is.
Oh, okay. So take the cameras down?
We'll let the cops do their job.
Oh.
Hire more cops. You're putting cops out of work.
Hire more cops. I don't know if it's possible to hire more cops. Bro, you walk through the town of Greece and you just bump into the cops all over them. Oh, sorry. Oh, my apologies.
I mean, did the cops want it?
I mean, I'm not a cop. I don't know. Why would they not?
Because I think they want to do their job.
Well, I think this may help them do their job. You know what I mean? Like, if they need to go back and see something or check something out that, you know.
I don't know how it works.
Or identify. No, it's just weird.
It sounds like I'm going to get pinched for speeding or something.
Or stealing a car.
Stealing a car. Uh-huh.
So you are anti-license plate reader cameras in Greece.
I'm not crazy about it.
Take them down. Would you be anti-license plate reader had you not gotten a ticket on the camera on the Freddie Sue Bridge?
I don't know.
Maybe you're jaded here.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I'll ask this question. Where is the line? What is the difference between this camera and the camera that everyone was screaming about was a scam on the bridge? Because both of them are there to prevent potentially deadly consequences. They're both there to help law enforcement catch folks that are doing things they should not be doing. It is hard to see why the camera on the bridge is no, but these cameras catching stolen cars are yes. What's the difference?
I don't think these cameras solve anything. They don't.
Except for the crimes that they say
I shouldn't say solve. Deter. I still think people are going to speed.
They're making an argument that they deter.
I think people are going to keep ripping off cars.
But you want to be able to catch those.
Right. Right.
But we've always caught criminals before with just goods, police work.
No, bro, you confuse NYPD Blue with The Real World.
Those are both quality shows.
No.
I mean, very different directions.
When cops stop using cameras, it's fucking real. Yeah, it's so funny.
Listen, I've been through the fire, man. I know.
Through the fire?
It cost me $250 to go home.
Don't speed, you idiot. And he's still...
Speed 52.
By the way, he's still boycotting the highway.
Oh, I'm done with the interstate system.
Doesn't make sense. Well, no, but what's weird about this, too, is when it comes to cameras, you're all over the place because you don't want cameras doing police work. But you said the other day, about a month ago, when we talked about how Wegmans had installed cameras in a store in Brooklyn to follow people around, catch shoplifters and stuff, that didn't bother you at all. You would still shop at Wegmans. You're fine with it.
Well, I love Wegmans.
And your argument was, I'm on camera everywhere. What's the difference?
Well, I am.
So where the hell are you falling down on this?
When it cost me $250.
You're such a bitch.
When I get a bill.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about these cameras that the town of Greece installed over the last 2 weeks. They are called LPRs, license plate readers. And according to the Greece Police Department, they are there to catch stolen cars and missing persons. And they say just in the last week that there have been a couple of investigations where the license plate readers identified cars that were stolen and they were able to arrest people for it. Mm. But Tommy doesn't like cameras. And he said that police should be doing their jobs without the cameras.
Well, yeah, let the cops do their job.
Well, it's kind of assist them, though. Mm. Wouldn't that be a benefit to them?
I can't wait till you get pulled over next. Hello, officer.
I'm for the cops.
Doing your job today, I see.
I'm for the police getting more cops and more
jobs. I'm for the police getting more cops and more jobs.
Yes.
You're such a...
I'm going to build up the forces.
Shut up. Let's talk to Victor. He's on CMF. Hey, Victor. How you been, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Welcome back.
Thanks, man.
Hey, right now the Bills' victory is almost guaranteed in the Super Bowl, so I would just mark it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. These cameras have been installed at the mall for over a year and a half right now. You pull in, they know your license plate. They follow you throughout the parking lot. You get out of your car, they follow you through the mall. They know exactly where you are at every single moment. So this is nothing new at all.
Okay, well, there is a difference. Now, here's the thing. We don't know that for sure, and it's possible, but just to be clear.
No, I know it for sure. I've seen
You didn't say it was a Victor guarantee.
He's king for sure.
The point I'm making is this.
I've seen the video. They have facial recognition. They alert the police. They know when someone comes into the mall with a stolen vehicle. They know where you are at all times.
Okay, but the point I'm making is this, right? If it's installed at a private business, I have a choice. Mm-hmm. I can make a decision to go to that business, and if I have a problem with it, I can say, well, I'm not going to frequent that business. The difference here is this is a government.
So it's on public property.
Exactly, right? Like, and they're not telling us, Victor, exactly where they are, which, I mean, I understand when it comes to not wanting people to avoid it, but I, Victor, don't have a choice driving around the town of Greece whether or not I want to be on these cameras, and I think that's where the line gets drawn.
Well, I think that if you don't have anything to hide, there's really no reason you should be concerned about.
That's not how the laws work.
Hey, I don't think you heard you. Right?
That's not how law works.
Well,
you're supposed to have freedom.
I mean,
not like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, don't worry about it.
The law guarantees your freedom, but it also guarantees you're going to get arrested if you do something wrong, right? So if you're not concerned about doing anything wrong, like you speeding all the time, then you really shouldn't worry about it.
It is a great point. No, but I mean, Victor, there is the assumption of innocence until proven guilty, and I think this does create a gray area when you're taking pictures of every single license plate that's going by.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know, but sooner or later, you're on camera no matter what you do.
No,
so
but
you,
again,
you
okay.
have to accept
right.
it.
No, yeah. you don't. You actually don't, Victor. Thanks for the call, but I really appreciate it. Like, here's the thing, man. I'm not here to argue that we're in some kind of police state, mad, and the Big Brothers want you to, mad. But I do hate the argument that you're on camera all the time, so you have to accept it. You don't. Like, if you have a problem with a business running a camera the way they do, you have a choice not to go.
Yes, you can.
Doesn't bother me. That's fine. But
public space.
Yes. Like, when that starts to show up in a public area, it does create an interesting debate to be had. And you're not okay with it.
No, then you're like, you know, China. You're at the...
And then you're like, now you're China.
What's that square? What's that big place?
Tiananmen Square.
No, the other one.
Golden Grimm.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah.
Well, can't get enough of that sugar. 252. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
I think I can understand, you know, I don't want to be on cameras. This is wrong. Until, like, something you love gets stolen... As in, like, your car or something. And if these cameras assist in getting that back to you quicker, potentially, I think most people are going to be all for it.
Well, that's what I find that's so funny. Because, look, there are some people that, like, we'll follow on social media just to get a gauge of how people are feeling about stories that happen in town. And I am seeing people that were furious about the speeding cameras that are, like, applauding these.
Until it's useful.
Exactly.
In some way.
And you nailed it. That's exactly what it is. Like, right, when I feel I can be prosecuted, I hate it.
Yes.
But if I'm not going to steal a car, well, it's awesome. And, I mean, I get the idea behind that, but it's the same thing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's trying to evade the police when you're doing something wrong.
Yes, and if there's some phenomenal story that comes out where they find some kid that went missing, right, with these cameras, then everybody's going to love the camera.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people already love the camera, although it does sound like Al does not love the camera. He's on CMF. Hey, Al, how are you, buddy?
Not bad. How you doing?
Good, Al. What do you got?
Man, I just don't like the whole idea of people watching me. It's the whole AI shit.
Boom!
You can't. Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah, sorry.
You're
but
fine.
AI watches you. What's it going to lead to? The cameras are one thing, but where is that going to lead to? They're going to be busting you, watching your phone. They keep an eye on you everywhere you go.
Well, I mean, but Al, what is it? I mean, I'll ask you, what do you think it leads to?
You don't know. Elon Musk is about to be partner in office. You don't want the guys in the sky always watching you. It's called
Sky
privacy.
Guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I'm a big fan of the Alan Parsons Project, too, so I'm with you there. I'm with you. Al, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
What?
I mean, there's degrees on both sides here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
there's
right?
There's people on both sides.
No, that's not. I'm just... Like, there is a point where their argument goes too far to one side.
Sure, I'm not really sure which direction that was going in, honestly.
So what's really interesting about these cameras here, again, as we talk about these LPRs, license plate readers, that were installed in the 2 weeks that we were on vacation in the town of Greece. They say when they're all said and done, there will be 50 of them around the town. They are not specifically saying where they are, but they can take a picture of your license plate and identify the vehicle.
Yeah.
The Greece Police Department say they will be used for stolen cars and missing persons. But the story on 13 Wham doesn't say that's all they'll be used for.
Yeah, what else can they grab off your plate?
So they can get any information, in theory, to pop what your license plate could rat on you about. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like from warrants to expired registrations to everything in between. Now, I don't know if that's how Greece will use them.
But they...
I mean, they could...
Could the technology be there?
The technology, yeah. I mean,
so let's say I'm behind on my child support and I'm in the system.
There's a warrant out for your arrest. I mean, if you're registered to your car, if that's what they were looking for.
But she never spends the money on the kids to begin with.
For God's sake.
I gave her $50 last week, and I see she's over at Applebee's with her girlfriends.
So the chief of police in Greece was straight up asked in this story on 13 Wham if this was a violation of privacy. And the chief,
let me guess.
Well, he had a response
to
the people bothered by the cameras being set up by law enforcement and public. He said that people have a right to ask questions. But the cameras are only there to help the cops do their jobs. And I'll quote him. Are you ready?
Right.
Quote, "We hear all the time about Big Brother and cameras. I mean, they're ubiquitous. No, we talk about it. You can't walk around anywhere without being seen on cameras, and that's the age of technology we're in." And that's not really an answer.
No, it's not. That's a, yeah, that's cameras.
Like,
they're all over the place.
The argument, his argument is the argument Victor made. You're always on camera, so deal with it. But again.
That's,
I mean, it's not really. Yeah.
They're not going away.
And you're not, like, breaking ground with the whole, like, hey, what are you gonna do? He's kind of like, what are you gonna do about it? Like, see that? Do something. Do something about it. Okay, I want to go back to something you said earlier, because people are writing us on Facebook. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Agreeing with your take about cops and cameras and how it affects how they do their job. It is interesting. You know, I'm a cop's kid.
Yeah.
Right? Grew up, my dad, he's somehow back. The reason you had these big police forces back in the day was there was a lot of investigating that had to go on.
Yeah, you had to keep the hippies in line.
Right? You needed people everywhere. You had cops walking the beat, driving the beat, keeping eyes on the community.
They were invested in the neighborhoods.
But if the cameras are up and doing that now, in theory, you wouldn't need all those cops. But it's not like they're laying off cops in favor of this technology.
Mm-hmm.
It is surprising to me that the police departments, to your point earlier, and the police unions are so gung-ho about these cameras, because nobody comes out against it.
Right.
Because, like, if the technology works,
in
theory, again, you wouldn't need as big police forces, right?
Well, but you would need somebody to respond. I mean, the camera's not going to do
But you don't have, like, a force, like,
other than
patrolling
out
the neighborhoods.
Well, they do.
But do they have as much as they did 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
That I don't know. I know that they were worried about a police shortage showing up. We talked about them trying to get folks into the academy and all that stuff. So I don't know where the numbers are at right now, right? But technology spares no job when it becomes effective. And it would be arrogant, to your point earlier, to think that police officers would be immune to that if these cameras are effective.
Okay.
So, I mean, again, in theory, you wouldn't need bigger police forces if the cameras work.
Yeah. And I would think the unions would be against that.
But they're not. At least we haven't seen that story.
Right.
So what would you rather have? Would you rather have a police force of 200 in Greece patrolling all the time? Or would you rather have a police force of 75 with the cameras there for the police to go find their people when they had them? I'm asking you.
I'm going with the police force.
So you want the 200 police force?
Yeah.
Costs more money.
I know.
To check it out, the money sign.
Yeah, but they're not cutting anything anywhere anyway, so you're not saving any money. It's not that they're going to give you your tax money back.
Here we go. Oh, look at these clowns at Albany. What a bunch of clowns!
And you got to pay for, everything else. Like, you've got a whole police force that's retired. How are you paying for those guys' pensions?
Well, but again, if
you need a police force paying in to pay for that.
Man, no, but if you had the cameras, that's less pension down the road you're going to
be. Yeah, but those guys are getting screwed. But, like, your dad gets a pension.
Yes, yes, he does.
It comes from the taxes.
Understood, yeah.
And if you're cutting these forces,
mm-hmm.
I still got to pay these people.
Oh, yeah, I got you. No, but I'm saying down the road, that problem starts to solve itself if the cameras work because
if you're playing the super long game, yeah.
I mean, eventually you have to.
Right.
I love how you're like, if you're playing the super long game. You know, it's the same reason why all of these, and don't get me wrong, I am fine with pensions, man. If you're a teacher and you work your whole life and that's part of your
you earned it,
go get it. But it's funny, like, when does it stop? At some point, if you cut it back, you don't have the issue of we don't have enough money anymore.
How are you going to have parades?
What are you talking about?
You don't have enough cops for a parade anymore.
You get your brother who volunteers because they give him a free uniform. Those guys are everywhere. Hey, cut it out.
All right,
let's take a break. Most of the time, people are arrested for doing bad things to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are arrested for being a risk to themselves.
Being a jerk.
And that might be the case here,
but
it's different than any way we've ever seen before.
Oh.
Because you'd think human instinct would be enough to get you the hell out of this place the situation presented itself. But according to authorities, for this man, it was not.
I was born here, I'm going to stay here.
You're hanging out on the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Seneca Falls.
Oh, nice area.
A 63-year-old man has been arrested after police say he refused to leave his home that was on fire.
What was his plan?
I don't have that information.
I mean, it was cold, though.
Do we know what caused the fire?
We do not. Authorities say not only did he refuse to leave the burning house, he was actively trying to prevent the fire department from putting it out.
So did he do this to his house?
It does not say in the story. Okay. We do not know what started the fire. We don't know what his plan was.
So, raging fire. He's in the house and he ain't leaving.
I don't know if it was raging.
Well, the fire department's there.
Fire department was there.
All right.
He was taken into custody. He was charged with obstructing fire operations. The good news.
What's the good news?
Once he was removed from the home, the fire was quickly put out. No one was hurt.
Oh, good.
And again, we do not know what initially caused the fire right now. So, here's the thing. Tommy, it's no secret that men are stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes to the point of danger.
Stupidity.
And there are plenty of instances in history where guys have tried to say, I got it under control, because they're embarrassed that other people are trying to help them.
Okay.
No. Everything's
fine. So
it's
a control thing.
Could be.
Right.
But Tommy, when it comes to men and stubborn, we've never seen a guy say, my home is on fire, but let me handle
alone.
It, fire department.
Yeah, I'm not fire stubborn.
Right?
I see fire, my ass is gone.
I mean, there's arrogance. And then there's, I know better than the folks with the trucks and the hose, arrogance. I am dying to know what was going through this man's mind, if the allegations are true.
Or smoke.
When the fire department.
You guys are going to come in here, you're going to break stuff, you're going to get your dirty shoes all over the house.
Do you want to watch to see what they were doing, make sure they're doing? No, but was he letting the fire department in?
It says in the story, not only did he refuse to leave, he was actively trying to prevent the fire department from putting something up. But Kimmy actually might have stumbled upon something I didn't think about.
Do more damage?
Did he have valuable stuff inside the house that he didn't want ruined?
Could be. Or he didn't want people to see.
What valuable stuff could you have? Well, like, it's so priceless.
Let's say, for an example, there's 1,000 things. Let's say the guy collected antiques. And if they get wet, they're done. Let's say the guy had a collection of electric guitars.
Right.
They get wet, they're done. And, like, things you can't replace. I mean, that could be a reason.
Okay, all right. But my ass ain't. I'm not getting my ass fried over a guitar.
Well, I mean, but if you've.
But I could see an old man doing that.
But, I mean, but it's either that or it's going to go up in flames potentially, so.
But you think he would still want to help to put the fire out to
That's
save the stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean.
Or like, be carrying it outside, like getting it out of the house.
Well, I don't think the fire department helps you carry stuff outside while it's on fire.
Like he was doing that. It sounds like he was just like homesteading, like. You're out of my house, I'll handle my fire my own way.
Look, I mean, we only have tight details here. We don't have a lot with the story.
We don't know. Do we even know how engulfed the house was?
We do not.
So, yeah.
We do not. I will say
this. I could see it if it was like, you know, a smaller fire at the time, the guy thinking he could handle it. I don't know.
I mean, now that you brought that up, like that whole idea that he may have had stuff in there that he didn't want ruined, like, right. I love my sports collectibles. They're all in my basement.
But they're all crap.
Because they're going to do whatever they have to do to put that fire out, you know, no matter what they have to tear down or, you know, break.
Exactly. And I have irreplaceable stuff that, like, means something to me. It does. Like, but, you know, they're what? I do. I have photos of, and, like, autographs of guys that don't exist anymore. I wouldn't want that stuff.
All right. Well, your Thurman Thomas picture.
He's still alive. Very alive.
Wrong example.
Of all of the people you could have chosen.
What dead guy you got?
Billy Shaw just died.
Billy Shaw?
He's a Hall of Famer, pro football. Only pro football Hall of Famer to never play in the NFL.
Pat's going to be explaining this to the firefighters as
I would actually be doing that as I'm trying to carry my photo with him that he autographed. No!
It's a Billy Shaw, man!
Billy Shaw was a saint!
Billy Shaw wouldn't go in there and say Billy Shaw crap.
He's a tough man, and yes, he would. You know, with this story, again, a 63-year-old man arrested after police say out in Seneca Falls he refused to leave his home that was on fire. When the fire department got there, not only did he refuse to leave, they say he actively kept them from putting the fire out. He's been charged with obstructing fire something.
Yeah.
Okay. There is an embarrassment that hits you when you have to call the fire department.
I understand. Like, a good place.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you've ever had to call the fire department does not come quietly.
No, they do not.
You are the spectacle of the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. You're waking everybody.
You got it. And then out come your neighbors, and they always walk up to you, and they're like, is everything okay? But they're not care. They don't care if everything's okay.
They just want to know what happened.
Exactly.
And they're glad it didn't happen to them.
They want all the fire dirt.
Mm-hmm. So how's this going to affect me?
Yep.
Yes.
Also, the fire department never comes with just one truck, because, like, no matter what the...
They show up with an ambulance.
Kimmy, no matter what the situation is, your husband doing this for a living.
Yeah.
If you make that call, every fire truck that was ever produced is in front of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are 25 people in giant suspenders standing on your lawn. Do you talk to the firefighters while they're standing there on your lawn?
Well, I guess you're just standing there. We're all standing there. Yeah, I might have a chit-chat.
Have you ever had to call the fire department?
No.
Never?
No. Listen, I'm so glad.
Kimmy, have you ever had to call the fire department?
I don't think so.
Really?
Nothing gets hot in that house.
We used to live.
The microwave makes ice.
You did so good. You did so good.
I used to live in an apartment building, though, where the fire department came all the time at all hours of the night because people would set it off with, like, their vapes.
Yeah, so I remember I told you that. I lived in an apartment where we all had to evacuate. I didn't call, but we all had to evacuate and stand outside. But there was no chit-chatting around me. Like, those guys were, like, all about getting in and getting it done.
Well, so, like, my daughter spilled some water on our stove a couple of months ago.
It was throwing sparks.
Yeah, it started sparking. It smelled like gas. So we called the fire department just to be safe. Three trucks showed up, like, four, like, SUVs. There were guys. There were some volunteers out there. So a bunch of volunteers showed up out in Henrietta, right? And they were great. But, like, five guys went in the house, and then there were 20 dudes just, like, standing around.
All right.
And I like to be a good host, but I wasn't sure, like, do I, like, go, hey, thank you? Like, what do I? So I just kind of, like, stood off in the distance.
Yeah, I would just stay away.
Okay.
Yeah. They've heard it all before. Like, what are you going to tell them? It's going to be so remarkable.
But I guess I can also, I can give you a pass if you're chatting it up. If this is your home that they're entering, you know, like, you should make some conversation with the people entering your home. The people that I'm sure they get the most annoyed by are the people, like the bystanders that show up that aren't a part of any of it.
Yeah.
They just want to see what's going on.
The neighbors. The old men.
Yeah, yeah.
All the old bow-legged old men coming down with their ball caps just to see what's happening. I remember when they built this house.
back before it was on fire. We got Facebook messages coming in. Okay, so on our first day back since Christmas, we've had some interesting phone calls so far.
Yeah.
Right? Par for the course.
All right.
Bill writes us on Facebook.
What's he saying?
I don't want to see firefighters get hurt, but if this man owns the home, how can you arrest him for not wanting the fire department to put it out? Am I not allowed to burn my house down if I want to?
No, you're not. It's a public, it's a hazard.
Okay. Was that a serious question?
He thinks he has the right to just light his house on fire, watch it burn to the ground.
Why would you think that, Bill?
Yeah.
What would go through your mind where you think it's legal to burn your house down?
Yes.
This is not What's Eating Gilbert Grape, man. And even then, we're all like, because think about it. Like, I'm guessing that burning house isn't great for people breathing the smoke in the area.
You put everybody in danger, you idiot.
You got it. If you got neighbors, their houses could go up.
Yeah.
You're right?
Yeah.
And, like, on top of that, there would have to be things in every home that could just explode.
Yeah, like the gas line.
Yeah, those things, but too.
There's a reason why I can't just set my car on fire for kicks and watch it.
I mean, it's also probably why when they're demolishing buildings, they don't just burn them to the ground.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Because that seems like the easier way to do things, but also dangerous. Okay. So it's strange that this man that we're talking about initially refuses to leave his home that's on fire. Even more strange that authorities say he was actively trying to keep the fire department from putting it out. Mm. But I don't know if that's the weirdest part of this story.
What is?
Do you know why every law exists in the world?
Right, keep your ass in line.
Well, yeah. But it's because at some point, someone did something where we all decided that is bad.
Too extreme.
And should be punished.
Yeah.
Which means they already had charges to arrest this man on because someone had already done something like this.
That wouldn't leave the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Think about that. They didn't have to come up with some new charge or like change the laws. This must have already happened because it was already illegal
Somebody had to cross that line.
Yeah, somebody had already refused to leave a burning house and actively tried to keep the fire department from putting the fire out. Is this a common thing?
Yeah. I would think, like, when you see cockamamie laws, but somebody had to push the envelope.
Like, okay, we've been doing this show for almost 15 years. I don't ever remember seeing a story where someone refused to come out of a burning house or actively...
But it probably happened somewhere.
Okay.
To your point.
But it would have had to have happened in New York for them to put it on the books.
Yeah, New York could have heard about it. Could have happened in Wisconsin. They go, hey, you may want to write this down in case you got some, like, pyro idiot.
But again, like, it would have to happen so often that, like, you know, folks in the government are like, hey, we got to do something about all these guys not leaving burning houses.
Well, you know, like...
Right? No? Yeah. I don't know.
But, like, to your point, like, let's say you have some stuff in there in that house. Because it could happen, logically thinking, that you have something illegal in that house you don't want the cops to see.
Okay. Yeah.
And they want you out, and you're trying to, like, flush it.
Yeah, or get rid of it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, so that maybe that's why these laws were written. That's like, we have a right to remove you from the house
for
your own good.
That's another great point. I didn't think about the illegality of it, but he's not facing any other charges.
Well, we don't know as of yet.
Well, I mean, I would guess they go look around the house.
Oh, true.
Yeah. You can see some stuff, right? When you're in there with the hose spraying everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I got to say, Kimmy, like your husband being like an actual firefighter now.
Like a man.
Yeah.
Was he on the news the other night?
I think he was in one of the clips.
Was that him waving at the camera? Hey, guys! Hey! Listen to my wife! In the break room, Jim!
Yeah, he was there.
I do wish, I'm not even close to tough enough to like actually do that job.
Oh,
right?
Brutal.
But I do wish they would have like firefighter fantasy camp where I could just like get a hose and spray a fire. Because that seems like a little bit fun. As long as I know I have no danger facing me at all.
Well, what was it that we talked about? This was a few years ago. Was it the fire? One of the local fire departments was like... they had like an open training day or something. Do you remember this?
And we were trying to recruit people?
Man, I can't remember what it was, but I remember us thinking like there are guys that are going to go down there just to watch this, not even participate.
Okay.
Was it Spencerport? I can't remember.
I don't want to watch. I just want to spray a fire that can't hurt me with the big hose. And I may want to wear the boots. You wouldn't do that?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think that hose looks pretty intense.
No, that's why I want to try it.
Wait, you want to try a big hose?
I would love to try a big hose.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why?
I got a little training set. I just got into the training game.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, like male fantasy camp.
Where's the hell? Where is it?
I got a little kiosk in the men's room.
What's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Old Time Firehouse. Spray your face good with my hose. Sauce.
I know all there is to know about the training game.
I feel like the training camp, though, would not last very long because you're going to quickly find out that you can't do half the stuff you think you can.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
You know what I mean? Like, some of that stuff that looks like fun, you're like, oh, man, this is really heavy.
No,
I can't do this anymore.
Work.
Yeah.
No, sure, look.
It's dangerous.
Yes, that's why these guys, men and women, get
like,
paid to do
this. Fantasy camp's going to last for maybe 45 minutes.
Okay, that's all I need, though.
This isn't paintball camp.
That's all I need. Well, no, but paintball is fantasy armor.
Right, but you're not going to get hurt.
No, that's what I mean.
No, they sting.
Yeah, they do. Have you ever been hit with
a paintball?
No, we only shot Danny with the paintball. Thank you, Stacey Pendgen.
Wait a minute. Stacey Pendgen?
Stacey Pendgen on the old show. We took Danny outside. Danny went back by the dumpsters.
No.
And Stacey Pendgen shot him with paintballs.
What?
So
random.
Okay. Yeah. Danny, a man that worked on the break room.
Christian Dan.
Yep, previous iteration.
Great
that
kid.
Man, so he, for the rest of his life, gets to say he was shot by a paintball. Shot with a paintball by an Olympic figure skating alternate.
Yes, and he also got to play the guitar in his underwear in the town of Gates.
Man, you guys were great before Kimmy and I got here.
That's what it takes to be number 11 in a 10-station town.
The regular season is over, and your Buffalo Bills have a date with the Denver Broncos Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Nice.
Nobody knows what's going to happen.
No, of course not.
Well, almost no one knows what's going to happen, because whatever that man is wearing on his head right now is telling him the future. Those headphones are the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I think they're even more strange from the side.
Sir, can you turn your head sideways quick? Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. There's trouble with the Titanic.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Okay, it is a post-game Monday.
Yeah.
The Bills lose their final regular season game yesterday.
Don't count.
A combo of Mitch Trubisky and Mike White could not pull it out against the Patriots, who, by the way, lost their right to the first overall pick by beating the Bills yesterday. They're now picking four. And literally before Gerard Mayo, head coach of the Patriots, could shower, he was fired.
Yeah, that statement was already written.
But because of all of that, we were off last week. There are no picks to recount.
No.
So we decided to let Tommy play the long game today.
All right.
Because ideally, the Bills will be on a four-week playoff run, which ends in the ultimate prize. The question is,
yeah,
where does that end?
How does that ride look?
Ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
Sit back. Do we have our sounder ready, Kimmy? Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Sit back and enjoy a very special
Ooh.
Tommy Tells It Like It Is playoff edition.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the break room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Over under.
Yeah.
1.5, an MVP for Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
Does he get the crown?
1.5. And now, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, he can't split the MVP.
Well, have they ever done that?
Yeah, so Brett Favre and Barry Sanders, I believe, split one. I think Steve McNair and Peyton Manning. It all goes on votes,
okay.
And I think
I was
there's
just
an even
say,
number,
how does
number
that
of
work?
Votes.
Okay.
So it's not out of the question that he shares it with somebody else. But I will ask you, over under, and it's been all the talk the last couple of weeks.
Does he get it? He don't get it.
Exactly. One MVP for Josh Allen.
Is it a Splitsky still getting it?
Well, 1.5 would be a push.
Wait.
Well, the question is, over under 1.5 an MVP for Josh Allen. If you
but
go,
if he shares it, does it count?
Well, it's a push.
So that it's a no.
It's not a win, not a loss. It doesn't hurt you, doesn't help you.
Well, I'll take that.
What?
That he's.
I'll take the over.
You'll take the over. You think? Yeah. You think he's the MVP?
He should be.
Okay. No,
I mean, if
not...
you base it on, because I, you know, they talk about Lamar, right?
Lamar Jackson.
And they're basically saying they think everybody seems to think Lamar is the most talented quarterback.
Okay, so let me take off my Bills fan hat for a second and put on.
Yeah. Stats wise.
Yes. He won the MVP last year.
So he's won it twice.
And yes, he did. But last year, statistically, he is better this year than he was in his MVP season last year.
But he also has one of the greatest running backs that basically he's got a bulldozer behind him that helps him.
Agreed 100%.
So you got to say Josh is doing more with less.
Yep.
So it's got to be him.
Is that how the voters see it, though?
I don't know. But to me, if you base it on you're the most valuable player, is Lamar the most valuable player, or is it the combo of him and having one of the greatest super freaks behind him, helping him out?
And I think. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
I was gonna say, I don't know what the Ravens would be without Lamar Jackson.
Well, no.
What would they be without Derrick Henry getting 150 yards a game and knocking guys over like they're little boys?
I mean, I think Tommy makes a great point. The definition of MVP is most valuable player, the player most valuable to his team. And we've seen the Ravens make the playoffs with a backup quarterback in the last 5 years. Whereas if you took Josh Allen off his Bills roster,
you're done.
It's over.
Yeah, you take Lamar out, you could put another guy in and do the handoff game and let Derrick Henry run the show.
I mean, you're not going to win a Super Bowl, but you could win a couple of games. You could win a playoff game.
That guy could get you 200 yards.
Okay, so look, I agree with you, but it doesn't mean that's how the voters are going to fall.
Understand.
Just to be clear, you are over 1.5 an MVP for Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
Yes.
Okay, again, we will be recapping all of these picks the day after the Super Bowl. Mm. So you got time to sit on.
Right.
Are you ready for your second pick?
I'm ready.
Over under 2.5 wins for the Bills in the playoffs.
We're talking about four games to the big.
So it's four games to the Super Bowl. If they are over 2.5 wins, they are playing in the Super Bowl. It does. Super Bowl would be irrelevant.
Yeah.
They would just need to get there. The Bills have the Broncos at home at 1 o'clock. If you look at the way the rest of it goes, if it goes straight on seeding, if the Bills win Sunday, they would most likely get Baltimore in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to do that, they would most likely travel to Kansas City and play the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. There is a possibility, if the Chiefs get beat in their one playoff game, that they would have a home AFC championship if they manage to win two games.
Yeah.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Over, under. 2.5 wins for your Buffalo Bills in the playoffs.
I say their balls are going to be in that dome.
Wow.
Balls in dome.
So you see.
Put that on a t-shirt. You sell that at a truck stop.
You'd sell a lot of those at a truck stop. You think Josh is taking this team to New Orleans for the Super Bowl?
It has to happen. This is it.
No, it doesn't. Okay, this I hate when shot. You do this. No, it's not your shot. You said last year and the year before was your shot, and they just keep getting
this
better.
Your double last year.
This has felt like a magical season.
I mean, look, let's have a serious conversation.
Hey, let's do this.
For a second.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, I'm knocking on wood here, has another 7 to 10 years of top-notch quarterback play based on other quarterbacks we've seen.
Yeah, but you slow down with age. You may not have the guys in place. You know how this goes.
You may not have the guys in place.
The defense could be withered.
Oh, you mean like when you lose like 9 starters?
Listen.
Seven of them captains?
It's a unique situation. I think this is it.
You think it's now or never?
No, you idiot!
You know what, I like you ask me my opinion, then I'm an idiot.
No, I'm not asking your opinion. I asked over under 2.5 wins in the playoffs, and you went ahead and said, no or never.
He said balls in dome, I believe. Was
yes, balls in dome.
Okay, no, to say this
is... It's the Superdome, right?
Yes, it is. It's in New Orleans. To say that it's now or never is a stupid take.
Bro,
that is
stick
a,
around, brother.
Okay, so to be clear, you have the Bills over 2.5 wins in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are doing a Tommy Tells It Like It Is playoff edition, very special, on a post-game Monday here on CMF. He is over 1.5 an MVP for Josh Allen. He is over 2.5 wins for the Bills in the playoffs. Third pick.
Let's do it.
Over, under 2.5 home playoff games for the Buffalo Bills. If you were to go over, that means the Chiefs would have to lose their opening round playoff game next weekend, and the Bills would have to win 2 playoff games.
Who would the Chiefs have to see in their...
Depends.
The lowest seed, if everything went flush...
Like normal.
Yeah, if everything went the way it was supposed to go, so the Bills would then see the Ravens, and they would see the Houston Texans.
Oh, damn.
Or the Steelers, if the Steelers managed to upset the... Or no, I'm sorry.
2 weeks.
The Steelers play the Ravens.
Ravens,
but
you're
they,
right.
But they look weak.
So they would play either the Chargers or the Ravens. Or the Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
Yeah. I had it up, and I
but
got out of it.
Kansas City's been playing by the skin of their ass.
They have, yes. And if they play the Chargers, they would have, it's a divisional matchup.
And Terry Bradshaw doesn't think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, they would have...
Doesn't think the Chiefs are or the
yeah.
Bills?
Terry Bradshaw, I saw in this interview where he says he doesn't think the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Well, if he said it.
No, I
believe... Terry Bradshaw.
Okay, Terry Bradshaw's like...
He's you grew up in Pittsburgh almost.
Not she was really. There for like 2 weeks.
Oh, she's
weeks.
There every goddamn weekend on a goddamn beer bender.
with a beer bender?
With her crypto cuties.
I stand here.
Look, I mean, yeah, the Chiefs could lose in the AFC Championship game. I mean, they have 2 games to lose before they get to the Super Bowl. And by the way, Terry Bradshaw might have legitimate dementia. So, over under.
That's a tough one.
2.5 home playoff games for the Bills. So
that would be sweet to get 2.
Well, you would get 3.
Yeah.
You get 2 if you win. If you get if you win on Sunday, you get another one. Yeah.
So to get 3 would be awesome.
Yes, no kidding. A home AFC Championship game.
That's ideal, yeah.
Ooh. That's tempting.
Over under 2.5 home playoff games for the Bills.
Well, I'm thinking the Bills are, this is it.
Yeah, but you would.
And it's all going to line up.
But even if they continue, like it doesn't.
Stop that.
This is more, do the Chiefs lose? Yeah. That's what we're.
Well, the Bills would also have to win 2 games.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that
You're going over, you idiot.
Yeah, 3 home games. Damn. How exciting would that be, though, bro?
The Bills
freaking cool.
But here's the thing.
This is like Jim Kelly days.
It wasn't that long ago the Bills had the opportunity to do that. And again, if you have BTSD, Bills Traumatic Stress Disorder, change the station. The 13-second game, if the Bills would have won that, they would have played the Bengals at home for the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is unprecedented.
I understand.
But again, you have to handle business potentially against the Ravens to even have a shot.
The Ravens are the only team that scare me.
Okay. You're not scared by the Chiefs?
No.
With all the recent history?
Yeah.
No. I think that Ravens team is tough.
Okay, your final pick.
Oh, this is it.
Over, under.
That's one.
1.5 a rally in Buffalo at the end of the season. And I want to be clear here.
What are you talking about?
Like a parade rally at the end of the season. Oh. Now, a Super Bowl would bring you a Super Bowl parade and a rally. But when the Bills lost their first Super Bowl, The team had a downtown rally when they got back, where Scott Norwood, despite missing the game-winning kick, got a massive ovation that brought him to tears. And if you're younger and you watch the Four Falls of Buffalo, they had video of that. He talked about it. So, a Super Bowl guarantees a parade and a rally. Over under one half a rally at the end of the season in downtown Buffalo.
So no matter win, lose.
I mean, they could lose. Do they have? I guess the question would be, if they make it to the Super Bowl and lose, do they have something in downtown Buffalo for
them? Oh, I would think.
You think so?
Yeah.
When's the last team to lose and have something like that? I don't remember recently, Kimmy.
If anybody was going to do it, it's going to be this team.
I'm trying to think. It would have had to have been somebody who maybe hadn't been there in a long time in that. I can't think of one.
I think you can make the argument that this team is so good and there are still expectations no matter what happens that if you went to the Super Bowl and lost, we're going to save it for when we actually win.
Yeah, I mean,
think it would just organically, people would just show up?
You'd have like people at the airport showing up at the airport, but
I said downtown
count?
Buffalo.
Yeah.
So it has to be downtown organized. Yeah. That would be an organized by the city of Buffalo.
Yeah. All right, here, I'll give you this. 10 or more players, downtown. Whether or not it's organized by the city of Buffalo, if you have a gathering of 10 or more players with fans downtown, we'll count that as a rally.
Yeah, I think that would happen.
Even if they were to go to the Super Bowl and lose.
Yeah, I think so.
I think there'd be some sort of celebration, but honoring of the team, I guess.
You know, we got there. Next year, we're going to do it.
Well, if you're going to do it next year, why not wait to do the rally next year? Okay, so to be clear, you are over one half a downtown rally at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Okay. To recap all of Tommy's Bills, Tommy tells it like it is playoff picks.
Exciting.
He is over one half an MVP for Josh Allen. He is over 2.5 wins for the Bills in the playoffs. He is over, God damn it, 2.5 home playoff games for the Bills. And he is over one half a rally in downtown Buffalo at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, a little bit different than how we normally do it. No one to recap those picks. Those are going to stand on their own in the vault until the day after the Super Bowl when we dust them off and pull them back out again. However, just after 9 o'clock, we will be getting back into the Bills with our good buddy from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus, Hot Takes Dan Chesty, Watch Your Mouth, Get Out of the Way, Fates. We're not going to talk about yesterday's game. Doesn't matter.
Mm.
We focus solely on the task ahead.
The future.
You got it. So
future with Fates.
You know, it's funny, Kimmy.
Yeah.
As I was putting this together last night, I was trying to determine if Tommy was quick enough on his feet to hit me with a not-so-fast buddy bonus pick. But apparently...
Well, I didn't know this was coming.
Oh, I love how you say that. Like, you prepare your bonus pick.
I spend months
like
working on it.
Like, it's not always randomly in the moment.
Oh, I took a long time to tell you that Dan Campbell and the dad of Amon-Ra St. Brown would take their shirts off at the 50-yard line.
I mean, I do think if you had a rally downtown that... Jim Kelly will pass the torch, hand the crown off.
What crown? What do you mean? What does that even mean?
Is this
he'll
a
have
bonus
one made
pick,
and he'll
or
put
you
it
just
on
saying
his
things?
Head.
Okay, no, it's too late. No, you had your chance. You blew. You know? Oh, actually, now I have a bonus.
The crowning because I mean, Josh Allen.
The Jim Kelly thing would be over.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be over. You still.
It would be. He would be relegated because Josh would now be the guy.
No. Even if they lose.
Well, they would have to win.
Okay.
Yeah, they would definitely have to win the Super Bowl. I think that would be done. With the Jim Kelly era of Buffalo.
I think that Josh
is... A good memory.
I think that Josh has already passed him, if you want my honest opinion.
Well, he has. I mean, the game has changed. The way they cover it has changed.
But I agree.
I mean, he's a bigger celebrity. Yeah. Jim Kelly wasn't this level of celebrity that Josh is now, even with Jim's incredible run.
Agreed. No, what I'm saying is, even from a football standpoint, and yes, the game has changed, and yes, the numbers are more insane, just watching them play football, right? Josh Allen is the best football player I've ever seen play for the Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's no disrespect to Jim.
No.
Or Thurman Thomas.
But that was old school football.
I mean, like, I'd be willing.
That was your daddy's game.
I'd be willing to listen to Bruce Smith versus Josh Allen arguments because I think that people forget how dominant Bruce Smith was.
Yeah.
But
athletic dominance.
Yeah, when it comes to, like, quarterback play, it's.
Yeah.
I'm a Josh guy now.
He's a magician.
He's a magician. That's right. Say something unique. He's a magician.